So to ensure the new security measures did not disrupt existing systems or processes, I followed few steps. First one is thorough testing. So before implementing new security measures, you would have to conduct extensive testing in a controlled environment or staging environment. So this helps identify potential disruptions to existing functionality. The second one is risk assessment. So you likely performed a detailed risk assessment to understand the impact of security measures. And by identifying potential risks and vulnerabilities, you could migrate issues that might disrupt operations. The third one is incremental implementation. So instead of a full-scale rollout, implementing security measures incrementally allows for controlled evaluation. So this approach ensures that you can monitor and address issue one step at a time. The fourth one would be user and stakeholder communication. So ensuring that all stakeholders, including end users, IT teams, and management, were informed on upcoming changes helps to manage expectations and allows for feedback and adjustment before full deployment. And the fifth one would compatibility checks. Like I have performed compatibility checks to ensure that new security protocols or tools would integrate smoothly with the existing system infrastructure. And the last one would be training and documentation, ensuring that the relevant personnel are trained in the handling new security protocols and having proper documentation, which ensures smoother adaptation, minimizing users' error that might lead to disruption.